www.thefinclub.org. Available to adults 21 or older.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies today with a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Highs today in the lower 70s. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR. News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
We're seeing how the war in Iran is affecting prices at the pump. But how is it affecting farmers? Coming up, we'll hear from Josh Gackle of the American Soybean Association about the war on the farm. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Mostly cloudy skies today, a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs today in the lower 70s. It's 64 in Emporia, 65 in Topeka.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines. U.S.-Iran ceasefire.
The old Bandi story has to be.
Or will his party's 16-year hold on power come to an end?
This might come to an end, and they need to go.
Why an upset in Hungary could have global repercussions? That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information available at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Good morning, I'm Kate McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. Today on Prairie Journal, from false teeth to prosthetic limbs, how science and medicine are crafting new body parts. Mary Roach is the best-selling author of Replaceable You.
I started to see the human body as this weird planet where anytime you look at it closely or start to ask questions about it, you just discover that there's all these things going on, and it's you. It's, you know, it's your own person, and all these things are inside you.
Mary Roach is coming to Lawrence later this month. We'll preview her talk about Replaceable You on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2. We've got a 70% chance of rain, mostly cloudy today, highs in the lower 70s.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom.
Support for KPR comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com.
Mostly cloudy skies today with a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Highs today in the lower 70s. Highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. It's 66 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Reach full capacity of about 7 million barrels a day. This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas lawmakers wrapped up their 2026 session early yesterday without passing a constitutional amendment providing property tax relief. KSNT reports that Republican lawmakers made a last-minute effort to revive a major property tax plan, but it fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to send a constitutional amendment to voters. Lawmakers did pass a separate property tax bill that allows residents to petition if local governments try to increase property tax revenue above 3%. Great Bend police have arrested a teenage boy in connection with the death of a 14-year-old girl. KWCH reports that Ruby Paulina Perez was reported missing Wednesday night and was found Thursday morning just a few blocks away from her school. A 14-year-old boy has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder in the case. His name has not been released. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is assisting in the investigation. In the final round of the Masters Golf Championship, Topeka native Gary Woodland is well out of contention. He started the day in 51st place after shooting a 4-over par 76 yesterday in the third round. Woodland missed the Masters last year while recovering from brain surgery and returned this year after winning the Houston Open just 2 weeks ago. The Kansas City Royals beat the White Sox yesterday 2-0. They play their third in the series at 1:10 this afternoon.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org.
A rainy morning for us throughout the KPR listening area. Mostly cloudy skies, highs today in the lower 70s. Winds from the south 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, warmer, and windy with highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Immediately on January 26th, the day the filing opened. Or maybe you're still getting your W-2s and 1099s in order. No judgment here. Wherever you're at in the tax filing process, parents might be overlooking a special tax return this year. A snack tax refund from the snack that smiles back, Goldfish. We all know the snack tax. You sneak a couple of cheesy crackers while packing your kids' lunch, or you stick your hand out to the back seat where the kids are hogging all the goods. Goldfish is giving parents a chance to, quote, come clean about those times when their kids' snack bags are a little lighter than usual. The brand is launching their own parent tax form on tax day, where parents can file for a return of 2 bags of Goldfish crackers. The form is for the adults, but really, the snacks are for the kids, right? You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Maybe you've tried to cut back on your phone time. Need something to do with your hands? We'll hear about analog bags coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies today, a rainy morning, a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms. We're having rain throughout the KPR listening area this morning. Highs today in the lower 70s. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines. The first direct U.S. Iran.
He's an influencer of whimsy and analog activities. Thank you so much for joining me.
It was so nice to meet you.
This is NPR News.
Almost all the jobs created in President Trump's second term have gone to women, which leads an expert on the economy to this.
The people we need to be talking about right now are men, and it does fall into our DEI considerations.
Diversity for men? Monday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your host tomorrow, Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press, a membership program of the University Press of Kansas that supports the publication of scholarly and regional books. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, we'll hear from actor Jim Cummings about his new creature feature, The Yeti, and how to keep independent film alive. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Speaking of independent film, Washburn University and Topeka, Shawnee, and County Public Library are doing their part with the Wi-Fi Film Festival. Find out how other people are doing their part coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.
Support for NPR comes from...
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU, HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH, HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV, HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday ahead. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away. And then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Emporia State University Choirs presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/She Sings.
We have rain throughout the KPR listening area this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today. Highs in the lower 70s. Winds from the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Warmer conditions for tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. It's 67 in Topeka.